Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Now, we're here Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time coaching you on how to build a big business in network marketing. Now, we're normally at 602-753-1848, but on today we're live because it's our 200th episode. Let's give that a round of applause. God is so good, isn't he? I mean, and just to think, I'm thinking back, and I could remember when he told me to do this show, and I'm like, I'm so busy. Yeah, me and my father, we have those kind of conversations, like right in the kitchen, before coffee. But how many people know that obedience is better than sacrifice? I am just so grateful that I don't need to keep getting spanking, that I actually do what he told me to do. And now look at us, 200 episodes. He did it. I didn't. And it was only because I took on, you know, my call to serve people at the highest capacity, and that's serving the kingdom and helping people to realize their greatest potential. So Power Starts Your Day. Here it is, the 200th episode, and we're talking about, the topic's been all week, no more fear. Your faith walk to the top. I already know that you have been dealing with fears. I've had them. I've conquered them. And there are ways that you can conquer them too. But none of that is possible in an authentic way without God. That's why every day we start our day with giving God all the praise and the honor and the glory that he deserves, because he is the one that gives us the power to gain wealth. So if you're too busy for God, more than likely, you're dealing with a lot more challenges than you have to, because we can lay our burdens on him. So I want us to go together as we normally do, and let's start in prayer. Let's be on one accord. We're thanking you. Father God, we come before you. We honor you, oh, dear Lord, because you are an amazing God. There is no one bigger, better, higher than you. We thank you, oh, dear Lord, for this day that you've made, that you've given us the opportunity to be joyous and glad. And so we're taking that opportunity right now. Father God, we thank you and we honor you for this 200th episode of Power Starts Your Day. Dear Lord, I know I am nothing without you. I know I'm nothing without you, oh dear Lord. And so I thank you for your grace and your mercy that endures forever. Father God, I thank you that you have amnesia to the things that we've done, and that you can use even me, oh dear Lord, in this capacity. As we're going forth, oh, Father God, to let your people realize their potential, their great potential to do big things, big exploits in your name. We'll never be ashamed of who you are or whose we are. So, Lord, as we go through and disrupt the marketplace with kingdom principles, building people up, letting them realize, oh, Father God, that they are the head and not the tail, that they can live it, go beyond just saying it. They can start hearing your word and doing your word. We thank you, oh dear Lord, that you don't give us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind, and our mind is staying on you. As we're keeping our eyes forward, not looking to the left or the right, we know, oh Father God, that even though we're in this world, we're not of this world. We are kingdom. We thank you, oh Father God, that we are walking in our highest call to worship and servitude of your people. Now, as we are going to conclude this series, it's just the beginning. The end is the beginning. The end is the beginning of your people understanding they don't have to operate in fear no longer. They can pursue the life that you have for them, that abundant life. So we're thanking you right now for all the people that you're sending to us from the north, south, east, and west. We're thanking you that everyone in the household, under the sound of my voice, is on one accord. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that all the stumbling blocks are being removed right now. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that you are the head and center of every area of our lives, including our businesses. You are with us, so we must fear not. We honor you, and we give you the praise through the fruit of our lips. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. All right, good morning, guys. So listen, we already know that some of you guys are going to need to review this, and you can go to successwithnicola.com and click on Power Start Call, because this whole fear deal, when you're talking about doing business, especially big business, it's debilitating you. It's showing up in so many different areas, whether it's procrastination. Many people are afraid of what other people are going to think about them. People are afraid of success because you know you're going to have to leave some of them friends behind. You know, people are afraid of failure. And you have to understand that no one who's had immense success has not gone through fear, but they have to focus and conquer those fears. You got to face them. There's no way through it. You can't go around it. You got to go through it. I'm telling you right now. So our word is out of Psalms 118. And if you don't, this is what you need to start your day with. Power, start your day. Power. Start your day, baby. It don't matter what come up against you, boo. They coming. But power starts your day. Now, we're talking about Psalms 118 and 6. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. You need to do that to yourself today. I will not fear. What can man do to me? You got to start asking yourself that. Because you know what, when we are here in this world, most of us, when we start going out there, building our network marketing business, and you're thinking about, I'm afraid to ask someone, would they like the opportunity to earn some extra money? Or would they like to join our movement? And at the end of the day, you're afraid of what they're going to say to you. You're afraid of rejection. But where did that start? We have to go deep down. And sometime way, way back to find out where did those fears start. So if you're joining us and you didn't listen to the series, it was an assignment that we had to do at the beginning of the series where you needed to go back and find out, because fear is taught. That is learned behavior, right? You remember them spankings you got when you was a baby? You can remember those spankings all the way back at two, especially if you tried to touch something electrical or you tried to do something and that spanking was so fierce. You laughing at me because you remember that spanking. My mama right here, you going to hear. I had to get him, and then I don't know. I mean, she just was spank. I just wasn't afraid. I didn't understand. But then I had to start pretending I was afraid. This is shit. Guys, you got to look at these things like learning experiences. Learning experiences. I mean, come on. We know Oprah Winfrey was told that she was a horrible news anchor. That was because she was the perfect millionaire, right? Thomas Edison was like, you know what? I just learned, you know, what didn't work. This is what we have to understand. We have to literally fail ourselves forward. You cannot be afraid to fail. Can you imagine if Michael Jordan had stopped or listened to the people? And they said he was horrible, became the greatest of all time. Serena Williams, you got to be not afraid of getting hit. That's the thing. It's like pain that you're trying to avoid. On the other side of that fear is your future you. Do not rob yourself of your future you. You're looking at a woman that has been beat down mentally, I mean physically sometimes, and I'm telling you right now that once you begin to understand who you truly are in Christ, you won't look like what you came through. That's what's required in order to build big business. God can't he can't use the wimps right now. He's not looking for you. He's looking for people who will be able to stand up and finish what they start. And so you might be saying, I'm afraid of selling. I don't like selling, but you like to buy. You like to buy. So why don't we stop saying we're selling and start serving? One of our scriptures talked about how, you know, fear. You can conquer fear with love. And if you truly are in a business where you know you're serving, you're taking somebody's life to the next level, then there's no reason for fear. And one of the other things you can do if you start having a lot of fear is you need to act now. I need you to write that now. Act now. Because once you start moving, you can't give yourself too much time to think about the fear. You just got to act. And when you get busy, fear will literally diminish. You literally have to write down a reason that you should and stop focusing on all the reasons that you shouldn't. A big why is absolutely necessary. It's going to change as you grow. In the beginning, it's all about yourself, self-preservation, how I'm going to get myself out of my situation. My bills is up to here. I can't work my business. I'm too busy, getting broke. All these types of things that people go through are excuses. And excuses are another form of fear. They say, I'd rather quit so I'll be able to say I quit rather than I fail. But I can tell you right now, in network marketing, if you keep pushing through and you push through past those fears, you will not fail. This is an industry. It's not like what you've been taught. It's not like what you have been trained. The more you do it, you get the practice to be paid. I just need you to understand one of these things here. One of the greatest antidotes in network marketing to conquer fears is to get trained. Get trained and use the tools. Many people are afraid to say the wrong thing. Well, if you use tools like from your company, like your company videos, or you even leverage your leaders who may be doing overviews, then you don't have to worry about doing the wrong thing. All you got to do is invite people and expose them to what it is that you have to offer and let them choose. Don't be afraid that your friends don't want to go with you. If you chose to go get a PhD or MBA and your friends say, you know what, that ain't for me, does that make you stop being friends? Start looking at this as a profession. As a profession. Be willing to practice. Be willing to be mentored. I need you to understand that I get it. Some people have told you you weren't good enough. I don't know, probably start all the way back in grade school. I told my story about I remember Miss Camp. I snatched the paper from Miss Camp. You remember that, Mom?
Yeah, I do.
I was in third grade. And it was because I couldn't take constructive criticism. It was because, you know, I was trying to get this math problem right, and it just wasn't right. But after that, after I snatched that paper from Miss Camp, I think the stapler cut a finger or something like that, and she wouldn't deal with me no more. I could have let that make me feel like, can you imagine? Third grade. I mean, you're mine at third grade and all the kids. She was everybody, like, and sometimes, you know, she was a parent, so there was our lead teacher, Miss Forrester. And Miss Forrester must have saw something in me. I remember she used to pick me up on the weekend. You remember that, Ma? Right. And she would take me and fill me with all that apple pie, all that stuff like that, make me so. Yeah. Miss Forrester said, nah, she too rude. But Miss Forrester saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. She saw that determination. I was really just determined to win, to get it right. But Miss Camp saw it some way different. It's like you may be determined to push through in your network marketing business, but you got friends and family and some people the closest to you telling you that that ain't the way to go. But you got to be able to start saying that may not be the way to go for you, but this is the way I'm going. Stand up and face your fears. I can tell you one other thing that fears do is show you that it's time for you to up-level your game. Sharpen your skills, your techniques. You're afraid of speaking? The greatest antidote to fear of speaking is speak more. You're afraid of prospecting? The greatest antidote to fear of prospecting is prospect more. You're afraid of hearing no? The greatest antidote is keep hearing no. You see, you got to be able to respond to your trials and your triumph the same way. Yeah, I said that. It looked like it's going wrong. Okay, no problem. It looks like it's going right. Okay, no problem. Because you can't let what is going right get all up in your head, and then you stop being humble and you start thinking you know everything, and now you're not teachable or coachable or mentored, you know, being able to be mentored. It's anti-network marketing to not have duplication and mentorship. As a matter of fact, you want to stay with the series. The next series is going to be the mistakes that most network marketers make on why they don't make it to the top. So make sure you plug in. But I want to go into our panel here, or our couch. It's the white couch, baby. This is the white couch. We have been here since 100 episodes ago. So long. That's so wrong. You know why? You want to know the truth? Because normally at this time of day, my hair's still wrapped up in a doobie, and I got like this little, I don't know, I call it a tie head. Anybody know what it is? A scarf on my head. And that's the beautiful thing about network marketing. It don't matter if you got on a scarf or pajama, the voice sounds the same. You can use your phone.
Right.
You can even use some filters, you know, take off the do-head rag and put some filters on. But I want to go to my panel. This is a very special panel. So I'm so grateful to each and every one of you guys who said that you were able to share this 200th episode. Every single person on this panel means something so special to me. So, you know, this is the Kairos moment. This is a time where heaven and earth is standing still and they're watching God, and everybody is watching, and he said, I told you she was going to do it. I told you she was going to do it. I told you to told her to do it. But I was saying no. And maybe it was fear of, I don't know how to do a radio show. But I have, like, people around me, like my project manager, Trina. She would say, girl, you need to do a radio show. You would be so awesome on the radio. You're really good. I'm like, I'm good. I never did a radio show. I never did this stuff before. So I'm like, okay, I'll do it. I'll look stupid for a while until I get it right. You know what I mean? Sometimes the phone be cutting off, and people are like, we can't hear you. We can't hear you. I'm like, okay, I am very low tech. Thank God you don't need to be low tech to make big checks in network marketing. So I want to go first and introduce. I want to introduce my mom, and I'm going to have the rest of the panel introduce. That was easy, right? This is my mom. No, this is my Shiro. You know, as I continue to grow and I go back and I say, God definitely gave me mercy to give me a mama. I had some issues. I was doing a lot of stuff when I was a kid. Kids nowadays are doing a lot more. But I just now can remember things like that. I can remember my mom being afraid for me, you know, at a young age. I even ended up, because you know, guys, I'm always transparent, you know. I ended up with a boyfriend at a young age. He was older than me. And my mama was no joke. I'm talking about she went over to his house, to his mama house, knocked on the door and said, see, she ain't have no fear. Knocked on the door and said, I don't want my daughter over here, because I didn't understand the dangers, the fears of what she was feeling. And then, you know, then I remember driving up. I was about 14 now, driving up in cars. I didn't know you know how to drive. What in the world? Do you see her say, go ahead? Whew. Then I was a straight A student now. I got it right. I was that person. I wanted to get it right. But then I still got, you know, caught up, started hanging with the wrong folks, you know. That's why I don't have any judgment of you. And that's why I know that God can use me the way he's used me. He wants to use you too. I look back, I stand in my kitchen sometimes and I sob and cry and say, oh, my God. Me? You doing all this to me? And all of those mistakes, all of those things were just so that you would believe that he can do it through you too. So, Mom, tell me about, like, the fear. Because I wanted to share, I want to thank you first for being my mommy. My rock. She'll know, oh, my gosh, it's too early to start crying. She'll know, like, when I need her, right? A few weeks ago, I was actually in fear. It now, Holy Spirit brought it right back to me with our son. You've seen my son. We call him Luki. He's Jawan now because he's like 20, and he turned and decided he want to move out into, you know, his own little world. And y'all know I'm going ballistic. Then going through this series, the Holy Spirit showed me that was fear. I was fearful that he's not walking, who's going to take care of him. And so my mom called and she went to church and she said, what time you going to church? I'm going to meet you at church. See, that's where you got to come back, right? And so we went to church. We didn't even talk, but I knew why she was there. And then we went out to brunch. And I know all along, just like you were praying when I was that little wretch, she'd been praying, just like my grandma was praying. And I said, that's my child. I broke out. I left the house right around 18, going buying houses by 19 and moving to different states. And I said, it's a no wonder that he feels like, he's like, Ma, you don't trust me. You don't believe that I know what's best. You don't believe. And I had to realize that that was fear. I might not fear the prospect fear, but it's going to always show up. But as the word began to minister to me through this series, I began to leave and release that fear. To remember, I've been praying for him from day one. He was a pound, 10 ounces, never walked a day in his life. But he has no fear except the horses. I don't let a horse come by the car. But he's not fearing going out there on his own. So this woman raised me four kids, myself and two brothers, one sister, by herself, and I watched you, and I used to hear you in the kitchen, like I'm doing now, I do now, and I hear you talking. I say, Ma, who are you talking to? And she was saying, So much of that is what made me face my fears, go through in spite of. And so, Ma, what do you have to say about, like, fear? Because I know all those things you had to do when we started acting up in our city. We come from a small town, Hartford, Connecticut, and when she saw things going awry and a lot of people going, like, down the round path, she said, I'm moving my kids all the way to the south. And I cried all the way to Virginia, from Connecticut to Virginia. I left my boyfriend, y'all. I cried and cried, and she was like, shut up, girl. She knew what was best. So what do you want to say about fear, Ma?
Fear, it holds you hostage to the inevitable. Things in your mind that you think can happen. And as a parent, you know, you're very protective. Some people would say overly protective. There's no such a thing as being overly protective of your children. Okay? In our minds, we have great future for our children. And when we see the surroundings and certain things that happen going around your children, your antenna go up, you know, all the what ifs. You know, so as a single parent, my marriage failed very early in life, and I was left with the challenge to raise four children, two boys and two girls. And at that time, in that era, a lot that was going on in the city just around us. Okay, I came to the South, Georgia, for the Brunner Brothers show. I stayed at a friend, and it impressed me. I said, wow, I'm going to move here. I went back, and I mentioned it to my sister and my brother. You're going to move and leave your family? I planned it, and in 1 year, I was in Georgia. I think that was the best thing that I have ever done for my family, by just releasing the fear of moving to a brand new place where I know no one, you know. But I've always had a good head on my shoulder. She inherits that from me. And you that will never know how much money I got. Okay, I'm going to scheme it, knot it up, you know. And when I make the move, I know I've had enough to tie us over for 6 months. I came down, saw a home in Hidden Hills. That's where we lived first. And I can remember when we pull up in Hidden Hills, I said, Ma, you pull us up here in the boonies. I said, that's right. okay. I said, that's right. I mean, it was a waste to even walk out to go to Rita Ann Road to catch the bus, you know. But fear is to challenge you for the unknown.
Yeah.
That's what fear does. It challenges, and you have to keep challenging yourself. But I tell you what, through God, all things are possible.
That's right.
I grew up seeing my mother reading her Bible every day, 2-3 times a day. You know, if you call Ma early in the morning, she don't answer the phone. She's still meditating. You call her a certain time, lunchtime, and you don't get her, she's meditating. Okay, nighttime, before she go to bed, she's meditating. I inherit that from her, and that's what brings me through to this point. I never left God, and I am never afraid to get on my knees at my bedside. I'm never afraid to pray wherever I am, because through God, all things are possible. And here it is, my daughter inherits the same thing. So it's like a generational thing. She's so much like me in so many ways, you know. But she was a fast little girl. She wanted to do things and know things before it was even time for her to know it.
Don't have permission. Purpose don't need permission.
I'm just watching her, and you know, all I'm thinking about, no babies. Mm-hmm. You know, that scared me, you know. And I am so proud of her. I'm so proud of her. And she knows no matter how things get, go to God first.
That's right.
Nobody can help you really but God.
Mm-hmm.
You tell somebody your problems, they can't help you. They can't give you no advice, you know. Go to God, and then it will come to you what you need to do, you know. So I'm proud of my baby, my oldest girl.
I'm proud of
you.
I'm proud of my daughter, too.
Yeah. And my sons, all of them.
So I can tell you, so you hear in the standpoint of I watched my mom move through fears, a lot of things that happen when you're raising 4 kids. But one of the things I did notice is that she was in corporate America. Mm-hmm. And I could remember times, sometimes calling her on the phone and she's having to whisper because she got to get off the line. She had moved up into management, and I also remember her coming home very distraught after work. And then she pursued, and while she was working, I watched my mom at one time, you were going to hair school and you had a part-time job at Service Merchandise, all at the same time, full-time, part-time Service Merchandise, and going to hair school. And this is what I want you guys to know as we move to the rest of the panel, is that in the meantime, between time, you need to be working on your dreams. Because I watched my mom go to hair school, and then that had to make me grow up. I had to take on more responsibility. But what I remember is that she didn't let the circumstance stop her. Her circumstance was her reminder that she got to up-level her game. She got to do something more. First year that you went into the hair industry, you earned your first 6 figures. So think about this. The job that most people are afraid to leave, and they're like, I can't even work my network marketing business because my job is coming in between that. And I watched my mom do both. And when she went to the next level, she literally went to the next level. It was a struggle in between. So most of you guys, when you saying I'm working and I got to show up to meetings, I got to get on calls or whatever, that's you working on your dream in between time. And it becomes like for you, that's the burden. Instead of you thinking that your life is a burden.
So I want to move on into our next.
Culture, white culture. We go right on into right here, Toy Jones. You guys saw her on the last, I think we were at the last one, at the 100 episode. A lot of things have happened since then. She's up level her game, child. And I can remember her going through her fears. You know, once you start conquering fears, you become a better leader in the industry because you know that this is going to be one of the biggest obstacles you help your leaders through. But you can't help them through it until you're willing to go through it. You can do it in the process. Say, come on, let's go through this stuff together if you're not there yet. But because of so many obstacles I've been through, when I see the fear, I like this almost be out of you. No, 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 none of that here. You got two kids. You have this. You have that. That's why your why has to be bigger than the fear, and you have to share that with your upline so that they can actually remind you as to why are you doing this in case you decide to hop, drop, or quit. Hop, drop, or quit. We'll go to that in a minute. So, Joy, tell us about, you know, your fear. I remember you had a huge fear of speaking. I want you to talk about that piece because you need to move to the front of the room. You need to move to the front of the room. And she was afraid to talk, even the prospects on the phone, and also to, especially when I asked for the money, it's like her eyes start getting watery. She started wanting to cry when I asked for the clothes. She's scared of what they're going to say. But now she be like, and when will you get started making it official? Oh, well, we have an answer for that. The solution is. Now she's speaking in front of the room all the time. Go ahead, Toya, share. I'm like, how did you overcome the fear of speaking, which is huge? Tell us about that.
Like Nicola said, just by doing it, I can remember back when the very first time when I had to speak in front of the room, she looked at me like, okay, you know, it's your time. And I'm looking like, me? I didn't say uh-uh to her, but I'm looking at, I'm thinking in my mind like, mm-mm. Y'all, I was so nervous, Lord Jesus. And I just got up there, and I wish I had recorded like the very first time so I can go back and compare, you know, to how I am today versus back when I first got started. Because now it's like, you know, it's a no-brainer for me. I just get up there and, you know, just have fun. But, you know, sometimes I still get a little nervous. Like when we were at Momentum Conference, I had never spoke to like 500 people. So I'm standing up there, me and Janikia, and I whisper to her, I'm like, okay. So I got up there, I had to rock it out. Everybody was like, well, we didn't know you was nervous. I'm like, I know. I just had to go up there and do it. So, you know, I know it's a lot of people that, you know, hear my story and they've shared with me, like, you know, I'm scared to speak in front of the room. And, you know, God has just used me to show you all that, you know, you can do it. You just got to push past your fears. And I even remember, like, when I first got started making phone calls. Remember, I had never did anything like this before. But, you know, I was like, okay, this is what I got to do to make this money. So, Nicole, I got three ways. So, call her on the phone, and, you know, she takes over the call. And, ask for the money. That's another thing. Most people are scared to ask for the money. How are you going to get paid? You hear Nicola always say, money comes from where? People. So if you don't ask for the money, then how you going to get it? So, you know, we got past that, and I can even remember, because Nicola is going to know when you're ready. So, you know, she done dropped me like a hot pocket. She's still on the phone. You know, I'm like, Nicola, nothing, dead air. So I just had to level up, take over the call, and that was it. The rest is history. So, you know, Nicole, I just want to thank you for pushing me, you know, to be the leader that I am today. You are so amazing. And I don't even think I would be where I am.
Listen, let me tell you guys something. Did you hear what Toy was talking about how she was afraid? And it becomes something first that you're practicing doing, right? And then you start doing it. And then it becomes who you are. So where she can't even remember, how was I when I wasn't doing that? And to think what was on the other side was her six-figure income. She started a place where she had lost her job. People didn't believe in her. They're like, what's she doing? six-figure income when the top leaders in our company now. That's what happens on the other side of fear. That's what we're talking about, the future you. One of the other things is that people start believing, like, their upline is going to build their business for them. At some point in time, you're going to have to realize you got to reach out. Did you hear she said she called for the three-way? It's your business partner. She called for the three-way to say, I do want to try. And then now we partner up. One could put 1,000, two could put 10,000 to flight. And then now after a moment, I'm like, okay, you got this. The eagle must leave the nest. Yeah. Yeah. But look at her now. She was ready. And now she stay ready. Now she stay ready. So I want to move to the other side right here. And this is Danikia Taylor. This is another, I'm telling you, powerhouse in our team. And Danikia left corporate America. First looked at network marketing like, y'all can do that. Fraud investigator. I tell you, the business is legit. I got to do my due diligence. Now, you ever learn anyway, we close the due diligence, right? So, Danikia, I love for you to share, you know, with the fear, because I know transferring over in, it wasn't too long when you said, I'm leaving my job. Going into, I'm crossing over. On the other side, mind the plan, and network marketing. So tell me, Danikia, when you got to that place, because you were successful in corporate America, and then you start seeing that there was a whole other world. That's what happens when you come to the meetings and the culture. You're like, there's a really a whole other world out here than what's happening with where I got to talk to my boss who don't like me and I don't like them, but I got to act like I like them because I need that 10 cent raise. Hello? Hello? So, Danikia, tell me, when you made that decision and everybody saw in your family, like, you was a plum fool, you going to hang out with the folks, going that meeting once a week, now over this business, tell me, Danikia, what were you thinking? I know at some point in time, you had to, even for a moment, be fearful and say, what if they are right, the ones who've never done network marketing, never had success, probably never even earned six or seven figures. What if they are right? And the people who are in that room who've earned six and even seven figures, maybe they're wrong about me, that I can't do it. Maybe they could do it, but I can't. Tell us about that, that fear process, and how did you overcome that?
So for me, fear has always been, I think it still is, a point where you're trying to prove the other people wrong. You know, so many people can project their fears upon you or even their lifestyle. They can tell you, based on where they see you are now, it's not possible. I remember even people telling me, growing up, you know, you too fast. Kind of like, you have a baby. I even remember straight out of high school, I graduated 1 week, the very next week I moved down to New Orleans. My mom like, where are you going? You're going to get pregnant. You're not going to school. It was always like someone was kind of not prospecting or saying your life versus you telling them, no, this is what I want to do. And so I've always had that mentality, even when people telling me it's not going to work or it's going to go this way. And it's always negative. No one could ever see anything happen as positive for me. So I've always been battling, and even still now, just kind of prove people wrong. And so when I was getting ready to transition from corporate America, so many people, it's not going to work. You're going to fail. Is it real? I can even still remember my mom, after I was telling her, one of six, your marriage is going to fail. Haven't gotten married yet.
It was brief.
Okay, you got me stuck with all these extra bills. mom, didn't tell my family. And still to this day, I never officially told them I left my job. They knew it because they saw my lifestyle changes. They saw my statuses on Facebook. I even announced on Facebook that I left my job. It didn't even say to my new baby to see it. And I even remember 4 months later, after I left my job, and I was like, that's a scam. I'm like, for real, like, after all this time, you know, you see these great things. I'm being awarded, I'm being recognized, and telling you about all these things, and still you asking, is it a scam? But, of course, the tables always turn, right? And it's not going to work, or whatever the case may be, but now all of a sudden it's 10 bars of money, or and I even thank you for sending us to that amazing kind of money with you, because that's when I had my final breakthrough. Like, I don't have to prove anything to anyone. Do it scared. Follow your dreams. Those are your dreams, no one else's dreams. Don't feel responsible for proving things or even having to take care of people after you make it. Because the course I'm going to tell you is not going to work, but as soon as it does work, everyone's hands out, everyone's looking for something, and you can't be afraid to tell them no. Imagine all the no's that you're going to hear along your journey, so you have to be prepared to also tell people no in return. Your success is for you. You can share it. You can give it back. You can start others based on what you want to do, not what other things you have to do. And so all I can say is, don't be scared. Don't feel like you have to prove anything to anyone, even while you're facing fear and on your journey.
Wow, that is so powerful. I'm going to tell you this right here. As you can hear and you can see, fear brings up emotion. That's energy in motion. Energy is everything. And I'm going to tell you this, you know, I understand in that place where, because I was that one, I didn't say Talk of the Town, that was the name of my salon, Talk of the Town, and people just thought that meant that they were talking about hair. No, they were talking about me, because it wasn't looking good, guys. And that was my little secret times with God, and knowing that, you know what, at this time, next thing you know, with Caden, that's the third kid's father. The picture sounds like, if you were telling my story, it sounded like I was just doing everything wrong. I was just out there, and it wasn't like that at all. I was always in long-term relationships. I was even engaged to one of my kid's fathers. They got incarcerated, and my mom used to say, don't tell that part. And I'm like, but it's the truth. That's the fear of wondering, are you going to still accept me even if you knew about all my mistakes? And once you get rid of that need for acceptance, you literally are free. Now when you're free, you don't care about hearing no. You get rid of that fear of rejection because you know that you are truly accepted in the kingdom. When I got the realization, the word said that God is on my side. When I realized like God was on my side, nobody to fear. And he began to command us, be of good courage. You didn't do it scared. See, courage is not that you were never scared at all. Courage means you were able to do it with brevity. And that's the thing, is that we even had that courage in Money and You. Like, many people don't even know how to experience courage. They forget that moment where you tipped over, where you did it scared. And then now you're able to look people in the eye and say, you can do it too. Mm-hmm. Now you start building business with love, serving people. It ain't about that. And you start saying, yeah, God said that if I seek him diligently, he gonna reward me, so give me my coin. When I serve, it's okay to start living an abundant life through servitude. No fear. So I want to go on into, we're going to go back to this side here, and this is a woman, Miss Sarah Morton. I have such an immense amount of respect. This was my baby's principal. She was the director of the school where Caden was going to, and everybody know that Prince Caden, he was the whole turnaround and how I ended up in network marketing. You know, at that fourth kid, I'm like, I love hair, but I don't want to do this forever. I used to have to walk with kids. Charlie horses at the end of the night, 12, 14 hours. I was exhausted. I was cranky. People know I was snacked. That's because I was tired. Wouldn't be bothered. You want to get your hair done? What are we talking about? Right? You like my son, like, but I'm bald head. No, I'm just joking. Miss Sarah, when I met her in our prior company in network marketing, and I was a leader in that company, and I can remember her. We were on a trip to Hawaii. That was the thing about network marketing. You probably would say, I should remember when she – and we were out at – I think they were doing a we were out – I mean, it's a beautiful resort in – where were we at? In Maui? Yeah, Maui. Beautiful resort in Maui, and we were doing the leader's reception, and she came up to me, and she's like, I'm in your organization. And, I mean, her spirit just, like, when she puts out her spirit, it's like you just, the love just start coming all out. Like, you know what I mean? The love, like, anytime you're going to hear the moment. And so later on, realized she had some daycare centers, and then I was able to have Caden. He was attending her school. And so when Caden was going to the school, and I remember starting this company here, and I stopped by, and this is you talking about exposing. See, people think they got to go out to expose. You expose while you're out. So here it is. I'm dropping Caden off, and you think everything needs to be perfect. I'm talking to Miss Sarah, who is the director of the school, and I'm dropping Caden off every morning. So I'm dropping Caden off, and I said, you know, Miss Sarah, I think you need to take a look at this. Your parents may need this. It was something very casual. And she took a look at it. Now, Miss Sarah, at this time, multimillionaire in the daycare industry, had been in the industry. She'll tell her own story. I mean, decades of childcare experience and running large businesses. And this was a time where a transition. How about you never need to not be humble? She's always been humble. So God never has to humble you. So now when it was, here it is, I walked in, like, and was an answer to the transition, had no idea. That's why you got to share what you have. And don't be afraid of who you're going to share it with, you being so selective. But, Ms. Sarah, I want you to tell the story of you overcome the fear, because I know it had to be big. You're going through, you're like an icon in the daycare industry, done things that a lot of African Americans have never done in that industry, but impeccable service to the kids and you know everything. And then you left the daycare industry for whatever, and you're going to tell the story, and then at one point in time, you tried to go back. Discuss about how you may overcome something that you fear and how you'll go back, because that's where you feel comfortable. You start getting stretched, and then you go back. But she broke out of that, baby. Miss Sarah came back like with a vengeance. So I just want to share, Miss Sarah, I love you, Miss Sarah Morton. Talk to people about the whole thing of, you know, coming out of, you were in that industry for 40 decades, super successful, things change.
Well, let me just say this. I'm going to backtrack a little to what Nicola just said a few minutes ago. She said, so I just asked Ms. Sarah, you know, I have something I want to show you. When Ms. Nicola came in there in the office and said that to me, I said, I looked at her like, I was very humble looking at her. But I was saying to myself, do I have bankruptcy stamp on my head? Look like I need anything? But at the end of the day, little did you know, I was so ready to retire. I was going through my transition of retiring. I had so much of stuff that I was trying to delete. But on the flip side of all of that millionaire stuff, I was a person that was walking around with jacked up credit from the floor up. Way back in 99 and in 2004 when they closed up, because I saw the third thing, knew I could because I did a government 2.1 million. So I knew I could celebrate people. I was just buying time and advice by the people that I, you know, that was my leaders. And then they told me when I went to my meeting, I had to do 11 and went on down to the 7th. So I gave it. 13, 11, 7, y'all. But at the end of the day, I'm going to tell y'all the truth, because I'm like Nicole. I like being transparent, because God can't use me telling a lie.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? He can't use me, and fear is not of him.
That's right.
So at the end of the day, going through that transitional period and accepting Nicole into my office to say that he had just what I needed at that time. You know, God said he's always got that realm in the bush for you.
Yes.
Where's my real, man. I'm still, I've been in daycare for 40 years. I'm tired. You know, I just, you know, I've gone through so much. Right there, family, I'm just ready to move on. And sure enough, when Nicola came into my office, that was the beginning of a new beginning for me. I did not know at that time that this is what I would be doing, but today I'm so grateful. Now, my biggest fear, when you've been in daycare for 40 years and you've always had a secretary that did all the typing, the social media, all of that stuff, I had that. All I had to do was speak what I wanted to have done, and they did it. When I left daycare, I didn't know that I was going to have to go and face all of that social media stuff. I didn't know nothing about that stuff. Well, let me tell y'all something. My biggest fear was going to touch that computer for myself. I thought that was a monster. It was going to raise up and just consume me, and I'd be dead from stress. That fear just grabbed my heart so after walking out of daycare. I mean, let me just say this. When I walked out in the cola, the money stopped.
Yes.
So that money that I had put up for my retirement, I couldn't go back and get that. I ain't going to say my age, but I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, my weekly income that I was so used to, such an abundance, it stopped. Now, just imagine this, ladies. If every last one of those 9,000 plus kids could just give me $3 of residual, yeah, I think I'd be sitting on the couch.
Wow.
Absolutely not. I'd probably be on an island somewhere on it, and then I'd be.
We heading.
At the end of the day, we're going to get there.
We heading.
But the biggest fear, it pushed me back. Not a year ago, just a few months ago. You know, it pushed me back to saying, okay, Sarah, you want to go back into daycare because you're scared of that computer. I realized that was a distraction for me. I didn't want to go back into daycare. It was a distraction. But, ladies, after talking to my mentor, Nicola, I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going to release this distraction. I am not going back into this arena. I called my partner up immediately. I told her, you can have it. Buy me out. I'm good as gone, and I'm the one opening it up and set it up.
Wow.
I didn't care because I know this is where God wants me to be because I'm reaching so many people, helping them in arenas that would carry them on in life and help them fulfill their dreams as well as give them a legacy not only of residual but intelligence so that they can carry on in their life and in their children's life. And that is what's so much more important to me than silver and gold. Yeah, we need it. We got to have it, true enough. But at the end of the day, this is where God wants me to be. And I'm so grateful to you, Nicola, for bringing it my way so that I can help somebody else.
Wow, that is so amazing. I thought that, you know, we don't have, you know, like in some of the shows, they got like a thing, an audience, and you hear the fake clap. Fake clap. So let me tell you guys this right here. Did you hear, Miss Sarah, the wisdom and saying 40 years, number one, I'm not too seasoned to go into another season. I still have in me time that I can go into another season. And I've seen this happen to several people who've been in whatever it is. Now, we talked about entrepreneurship, but then now we're talking about being, and we talked about employeeship, and then now we're talking about entrepreneurship. That business, even though she worked for herself, still was draining her. I can identify with that. Mom, you can identify with that. We were business owners, but when you stop working, the money stops. If you are the main person that is responsible for your income, I can assure you if you pull things back, you got financial issues. Because that's going against the principle of wealth. Dave Pargetty said he'd rather have 1% of 100 people's efforts versus 100% of his own. You can't retire on the beach rich if the money stops when you stop working. And so it's not too late. Network marketing is where that compounding can actually collapse time. You don't have to worry about the whole deal of, well, I don't have to do it another 10, 20, 30 years to get the income that was already due to me. I was just in the wrong industry. That's what some of you guys have to realize. You're in the wrong industry. Put those gifts, talents, that expertise in the industry where money can start working for you. Yeah, you still got to grind it out in your foundation, but eventually If you don't hop, drop, or quit, you're going to see the fruit of your labor. Now she rolled in. She's a vice president with our company, and she was doing that part-time. Give that a round of applause. Baby, to do that. And to say that open. Priscilla is old enough to be my mom. She has children her my age, but she says, I'm open to mentorship. I'm open to coaching. I'm open to, and I'll remind her, Miss Sarah, you got to finish this. You got to finish this. A few more years later now, you're going to get what God always served so many people's children, and now God wants to serve her through this opportunity. And I'm so grateful to have you on the team. I love you dearly. We're going to move on over to here, and then we got one more speaker after this. This is Robin Robinson. And Robin Robinson, again, another top leader. She's a seasoned networker, and she's definitely a boss chick. But I want you guys to understand something. Even boss chicks got to go through transitions too. And when Robin came into our business, we know each other also for many years. When she started working with our company, she was in the midst of a transition, because a lot of people are in the midst of transition. They don't know what to do. You need guidance and mentorship and leadership, somebody to be like, you got it, girl. Ain't no reason why you ain't making this kind of money, and you need to come get it. Robin was that leader. And now I'm talking about, I'm seeing her with her picture and her, with the big checks and her car, and I'm looking at it, and then more than ever, how she's transformed it to be just an amazing, amazing leader. So, Robin, I want you to talk about your fears, because on that faith walk, going to the top, now she's unstoppable. Mm-hmm. You went through so much. You need that voice. You need somebody like you, bigger than that. And you are, too. You're bigger than your problems. You're bigger than your circumstance. All the drama, excuses you believe in, the lie, you're bigger. Robin, tell us, how did you move through the fear? You see how I just be putting them sentences in there? Tell us about that fear, Robin, how you move through it, because I can hear you. Sometimes you're on the phone and you start talking real fast, real fast, real fast, real fast. Tell us how you move through those fears, because you have to keep jumping over those hurdles over and over and over. They don't stop for some people, because whatever your challenge is, whatever that enemy, inside enemy is, it keeps showing up until you conquer it. So, Robin, tell us right there about how you keep moving past your fears, in spite of them.
Well, I can say that fear definitely is a paralyzing. Because you can be so focused on the problem. That was my situation. I was on a job where all my coworkers were teasing me about what I was doing. People sending me to HR, saying I'm still on the job. Car problems, not having a car. Couldn't get to some of the meetings, and the code was not accepting any excuses, like none. So, you definitely pushed me. There was a lot of times I wanted to give up. And as a matter of fact, it was one time I said, I'm quitting, like, I'm done. I'm not doing this no more. I'm going to do something else. And, you know, the coach was like, Robin, there's no reason why you shouldn't be a vice president in this company. And so I'm so glad that I listened to you. As a matter of fact, like, you know, the other day it was like raining really hard. It was like before hurricane or whatever. I was riding out 20, and it was like sheets of rain coming down. And as I was driving down the freeway, like, everybody was pulling over to the left or to the right. So I just kept going. I was going, like, 20 miles per hour, but I kept going. But when I looked at my rearview mirror, and I got, like, two exits up, it was, like, cars lined up on the right side and the left side. They just stopped. But I kept going. And that, it kind of made me think about my journey in FBS. It's like, so many people, they, you know, they go through storms in their life, right, and they stop. And they, you know, just completely stop your business. It doesn't matter, even if you're not, you know, you're looking out for promotions. Some people can get, you know, you can get caught up in, you know, comparison. You know, looking at other people get these promotions and these ranks, and you know, you can feel like, okay, well, I'm a failure because I'm not hitting those positions. But at the same time, if you just keep going, if you just keep going through the storm, you know what I'm saying, you will be able to get there. So I want to thank you, Nicole, for encouraging me and pushing me and not accepting those excuses for no time. I did want to quit because It has been rough. It has been rough. It has not been easy. Mm-hmm. You know, it will be 3 years since I've been at FDS in October.
Wow, 3 years.
3 years.
3 years of calls like, she like, you don't understand. I'm like, you right, I don't. I do understand you're a leader. I do understand you're not operating at your highest potential. I do understand, you know, and you need that person. No, no, pity, priority. I don't know how to do them.
Right.
I don't do those well because God is looking for soldiers. He's looking for people to lead his people in this time that you got to stand. This is getting real out here, y'all. You ain't got no money. You got to ask yourself, like, are you putting yourself in position when the storms are coming and the situations are coming and it's coming? Are you going to be the one looking for the way, or are you going to be the one leading the way? You get to choose. You move past fear, you get the choice. If you live in fear, you're going to always have other people making choices for you. Unacceptable. Network marketing is an opportunity where they don't care about what your issues are, where you came from, what your situation is, and you're talking about 3 years, like moving into the top leadership of the company. So we already know you see the light now, because on the other side of fear is light, honey. If you with God, you got to be with God. It's light. It's not dark. The boogeyman not over there. So we got to move on. Let me tell you something. This has been powerful. We about to give away some cash. I know we normally done in a minute. We like to reward people who stay to the end. You got to be on because you're going to have to hit this hit. You're going to have to say, I'm here, mama. Get that cash. So we got it going over, and I want you to see. You see the diversity on this white couch. White couch underneath it is not so pretty. Your life ain't so pretty. It ain't pretty, bro. Don't just change it because you make money. But it's better when you got money.
Right, much better.
That's one problem you ain't got to think about. So Robin is talking about keep going through the storm, and that's what happens. I've had to do that where people will stop and people will slow down, and I'm just like, keep going. Then they look up and they realize you kept going, and you can't be the one hating because somebody kept going down. We know it's all kind of people out there, thousands of y'all out there by now. You can't be hating because somebody kept going. All you got to do is get back on your grind and stop comparing yourself to somebody else, because you might as well just work on and compete with yourself. Why? Because everybody else is taking. They in their movie. They in their lane. You can't cover other people's success, other people's things. I see that all the time in network marketing. There's no place for it. That's why it doesn't work. It creates confusion, drama, things that don't go in network marketing. This is about financial freedom, freeing others, leadership, you know, camaraderie, collaboration, the competition drama. Not so much. Break down your team. And competition is also a form of fear. That somebody outpacing me. Somebody else won't get the shine. That go deep. Acceptance and all that other stuff that we still ain't dealt with. We gonna get delivered here. But I wanna go on to this last canvas coucher, white coucher. I ride of that. And I watched this woman, I mean, baby. She make you want to go to the gym and work out, honey. Because when she say the age, see, the seasoned ladies, they be looking like my mom. She about to be 70 next year. Yeah, we going on a cruise, family cruise. And this young lady here is like a mom, like for Robert and I around the house and everything. Has to be putting Robert in place because he be carrying on, cutting up and all kind of stuff. And she has to be like, Robert, you can see, stop. In front of everybody. She don't care. She'll tell anybody you need to stop in front of everybody. And some people can't handle that because they're fearful of that same constructive criticism. But you got to have thick skin to win in network marketing. Ruchi Jones. Outsell, outpace anybody, baby. And keep going. Won't stop.
That's my baby right there. We were out 12 o'clock last night, all of us, right? That's TGI Friday. That's why we got the little Bible right here, just in case you see the pull. Camouflage. So, Ruchi, tell us about, you know, you have gone through a lot of things, too, and you were, you know, in network marketing. Things had kind of not worked out with that prior company. Then you went into car sales, and then you got to the place where you're like, I just can't do this no more. You went network marketing full-time. It had to be fear. It had to be something, because network marketing, like any other business, you're going to go through cycles. See, when people teach you about business, that you know cycles, you know what to expect. See, some people say, I'm in a business, but they're not really a business owner. So you got to become a student of the industry and understand just like any other business. In Macy's, don't sometimes you walk in Macy's, the line long, and then sometimes you walk in and you can walk straight up to the cashier. That was a slower time. You just thought that meant you could get in and out. Every business has cycles, times when it's high, times when it may be lower. You got to think like a business owner. So, Ruchi, tell us about the fear you went through. You came out, you were doing network marketing, and you went into car sales, and then now you're like, you know what, this is where it's at here. Tell us about some fears that you had to deal with and some things that you might still deal with and how you overcome them.
Well, first of all, Nicole, I want to thank you for allowing me to be here on the white couch. I had a lot of fear, but I have to push through. My biggest fear was when I lost my son.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew God had me, and I had to keep pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lot of people coming to the salon at the time that happened, and they would say, like, you know, girl, I don't know how you're going to make it after through it all.
Mm-hmm.
I will make it. And I kept pushing through that, and when I got tired of doing hair, I just stopped. I just decided that my clients was coming at next Thursday, and I was doing another network marketing company, and I went to the dealership and told them about what I was doing and got them involved, and they started using that product, and I turned around, they had a brand new car there, and he said, you need to try that. I thought, I can't afford that. He said, just drive it, and I drove it, and didn't know I was being tricked, and I drove it, fell in love with it, drove around Atlanta that night at 1 or 2 o'clock. I thought, oh, I love that, and he told me what the car number, and I thought, I can't pay that for that truck, and he said, I'm going to show you how. So I start selling cars. And after selling cars, I got in and started selling cars. That first 3 days, I sold more cars than anyone had been there for the dealership for years. So I decided to say, I can do this. So I remember picking up the phone, and I called Reverend Robert Jackson. And I said, Robert, guess what? I'm at the dealership. Oh, man, what you doing over there? I said, Robert, I sold more cars than anybody here. I can do it. He said, oh, I know you can do it. Just stick with it. Stick with it. So after in the dealership, I started selling cars, and a guy came in, and he purchased 3 cars in one day. And we purchased those 3 cars in one day, and he was looking good, smelling good.
All right.
And his credit was good. I was like,
his credit was good? Hold on now. Go ahead, boy. Imagine they walked around with what they stole in.
I said, my God, I said, how did you get your credit like that? And he said, thank you for asking. He gave you his business card. I said, well, let's go out to the dealership and go on a test drive. And we went on a test drive. And I took my right, and he was telling me about a six-figure business, and that, and that. And turn around. We were 12 minutes to go back to the dealership. Sign me up. And he signed me up. And everybody came in that dealership had less than perfect credit.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a stack application like this. So I went from selling 25 cars all the way down to selling 13 cars. And my boss, which is in my business today, told me, we need to talk. I said, okay. They carried me in the room. The GM and everybody say, you have went down to 13 cars from 25 to 26. I said, yes. So what's happening? I said, I don't know. The people just can't qualify. I don't know. But I was taking the people, putting them in the system, selling them home, saying, you can't buy this car because your credit is not where it needs to be. So I stayed to the dealership, and they started just pounding me. So I get on the phone, and I call Nicole. I said, Nicole, I'm going to walk out of here. She said, no, Ruth, no, you can't walk out now. I said, Nicole, I can't take it no more. And she said, yes, you can. You know why you're there. So okay. So then next week, I got sick, and the ambulance had to come take me out. And I called her and told her why I was on the way to the emergency. And she said, what did I tell you? Didn't I tell you go home and bring me out? I said, yes. So I lay flat on my back, and I started doing the application that I had at home. And I said, my God, I said, Nicole, I made my money in this company 1 week, and I made it 2 weeks. I'm not going back. And I ended up going back to the dealership just to see really could I be healthier or not. And I got into this company here. And after all the fear I've had, even losing my son and going through the fear that my son kept calling me, telling me, you don't need to quit your job because we can't pay your car note and your house note. I said, that's okay. They can get it back, but I'm not going to quit. So I stuck in faith, and I always remember what my mother used to always tell me when I was little. And I was in the fast kid in the neighborhood. They always said I would have a bunch of kids, which I didn't want a bunch of kids after looking at my mama having all the children. I didn't want but one. So after that, I was raised by a single parent with six kids without a father. And back then, the older mother was saying that my mom used to be in there cooking biscuits and just singing down and singing and rolling the biscuit. And I said, why are you rolling it? Talking to the biscuit. She said, you go over there and you start sipping some more flour. I said, okay, I'm going to get out of the kitchen. So that's not what I wanted to do. But she made me stay there to learn how to cook so I can take care of myself. And then in Atlanta, I came from Atlanta from California. And everybody was saying, you going to California by yourself? I said, no, my brother's there. I left there and went back to Georgia. And I said, I'm going to move back to Atlanta. And I came to Atlanta with my son. Nobody that I could depend on but the Lord and my three God brothers that I had up here. And they let me came and stay with them. And I got started in heaven. But I just want to say, for myself, being into this company has really changed my life. Because many nights I can't sleep. I'm texting, calling, and texting Nicole. And she might text me at 3 o'clock. They don't get to this. And I text her right back, girl, you up? I said, I can't sleep. Because only the day of sleeping, you say, if you broke, you don't need to be sleeping. So, with that being said, I don't have a lot of fear. Because I can overcome my fear. Because you can push through fear, but you can't let everybody be in your ear. Because the fear comes from other people to tell you what you can't do, what you can do. So my biggest fear today is not to listen to what people say about what I'm doing, just look at what they're doing. That's fear of what they're doing. Because I know what I'm doing is going to help me. And I know that I can be very successful if I stick in set. So I'm here to win.
Absolutely. Wow, that is amazing. And, you know, just to think, the fears, you know. When Rushi called and said, I'm ready to get started in our company, I'm like, you sure? Because, you know, in network marketing, one of the things we'll talk about that and the mistakes that network marketers make is that, you know, later as they're building their business, that fear or that scarcity thing even caused them to even go and pull other people from other companies. If they're satisfied in another company, that scarcity, like, there's not enough. That's a form of fear, scarcity. There's not enough. So I got to take it from the whatever we consider the lowest hanging fruit or what's familiar to me. And so even though Rusha and I, we were in a company prior to, the leaders know I was not calling them to move into my next business. That fear of scarcity, I didn't have that. I got trained. I got the personal development, and that's what we instill in our leaders, that if you're doing the right thing, you position yourself with God, he's on your side, you don't have to fear, man. Business is just going to come to you. Money just going to come to you. Things are just going to come to you because you're putting out the right energy. And so when Rushi said, you know what, I want to get started and everything, and every time it was like, okay, I'm about to make this move. Again, that mentorship, that coaching, and somebody to tell you that's not wise. You got to be willing to be coachable to say, okay, if I'm acting out of fear in someone, that voice, because God will talk to you through circumstances, but mainly through people. Mm-hmm. He made us in the likeness of his image.
So when that spirit is talking to the spirit, I'm like, that's not wise. God will move you when he ready. Trust me, the circumstance will catch. He going to move you. You ready to go? He going to move you. That's when you are in your company. You're thinking that it's not working the way you want it. It's not moving as fast as you want it. You counting the time or how long you've been there, but are you counting how many times you expose your business? I've heard people do that. I've been here for 3 years, but I only prospect every once in a while. Or I prospected real strong for 30 days. I didn't see what I wanted, so I stopped. You prospected for 30 days and you stopped for 90. And you could count that time, you can't count that time. So what I was looking at with Rushi, and then, you know, I said, look, you got to learn when to leverage. You got to transition smoothly. God will transition you smoothly. And when she got ill, and I'm like, okay, now is the time. Now she was able to see. See, he'll move you into a place where you're able to see. In the midst of fear, you can't see straight. Can't trust your feelings in fear. And, Rusha, you've been a blessing to us, such a friend, just such a, you know, it's very genuine people nowadays, because all these things that we talk about, fear and scarcity and jealousy and competition, all these things, but that's not who you really are at the core. It's the circumstances, the situations that make you not operate in that. Fear shows up so many different ways. And as you can see, God said that's not what he gives us. So it's the thing that's taking you away from your true self, taking you away from what God really want to do. So you got to move it out of the way. This has been our 200th episode, guys, and I want to end it right now. You're like, wait. I thought you said you're giving away some cash. I am. I got four winners here. I have four winners here. And what we want to do is our 200th episode, so somebody going to get $200. And someone else is going to be blessed with something that can make you more than $200. It's what's made me over seven figures, yes, millions of dollars in this industry. I have a product called The Power of 10X, The Missing Pieces for Network Marketing Success. Someone has won that. And then we're going to give two people $50, two people 50 bones. So what I want to do is I got the list here, and what they had to do is I had to do a few little things. You had to follow instructions, so our team made sure you followed instructions. And then you had the opportunity where you could do a video or you could send in a written testimony about Power Starts Your Day. Most people are not tagging and sharing and liking. They don't want people to know that they're learning on Power Starts Your Day, I guess. So then they start posting stuff and act like they got it, came it from themselves. God see you, boo. He see you. But what we want to do is I want to give away, we got some things here, I want to give away the first winner, who is Kadeen Mills, he got $50. Kadeen Mills, he got $50. He has to do each one of you say 200 episodes, and you say 200 episodes, and you can say to me, give me my cash. I'm good. I want you to say that. Be bold enough with me. That's not going to hurt my feelings. Give me my cash. I got $50. And then we also have, I got to change this here. We also have Miss Chanel Johnson. She also has $50. $50. And then we have Miss Star Washington. She actually has $200. Miss Star Washington. $200, 200 episodes. And then a gentleman, I know who this is. We don't give him, I'm telling you, he has been going like so hard, made his mind up 100%. I know him. Oh, wow. Very excited for him. He's going to get the power of 10X. The power of 10X is going to take you through all the missing pieces to your network marketing business so you can go and make the millions that you were broke. Kevin Wilson, power of 10X. So, again, you got Kadeen Mills and Chanel Johnson, $50, Star Washington has $200, and Kevin Wilson, power of 10X. So, guys, wasn't this amazing?
And you, we can't come live all the time. I can't. I'm not coming in a do-rag live every time. But you can join us every single day, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's normally 30 minutes. And so 30 minutes of your day, if you don't like prayer, log in about at 7 minutes, right? For some reason, just keep going to 7 minutes. I guess that's, I think that's the end of the prayer. And then you're going to get some deep training of how you're going to make it big in the network marketing industry. So it's been our amazing, amazing, amazing pleasure to serve you. Thank you, guys. You guys made this amazing for us. Give yourself a round of applause. And I want to thank you behind the scenes. And you guys know we're about to eat some breakfast. Kind of at the breakfast upstairs. But I want to thank our team. We have Miss Lacey Jones. She's in the back there with the little Lumi ring and all this kind of stuff for us. Lacey Jones. And also my project manager. That's the voice you hear at the beginning. Welcome to Power Store, you're dead. Right. That's the screen and movie. That's it, yeah. So thank you guys. And more importantly, thank you, the faithful, faithful followers of Power Start Your Day. Hopefully God has been blessing you immensely, and that's what you got to do in return is bless somebody else. So go out, invite, expose, and get a response today so you can build your big network marketing business. Thank you. See you guys later.